Blog Talk Radio.
got in the water. You know why you got in the water. I told your brother when he got in the water, he already knew. See, a lot of folks don't know when they get in the water. See, he knows when he got in the water. And why he was doing it, the death, burial, and the resurrection. Brother Vern, you was getting a lot of scriptures. Yeah, a lot of scriptures going this morning. What's in your heart, man?
Oh, you know, I just the only way I know how to do it is to get in the book, my brother. You know.
Excuse me. Can I do something before you get in the book? Because I'm gonna have to step out. I just want to say something this morning, and give my I hadn't did in a while my scripture, but call Brother Brian this morning. And we got to talk. We forgot what time it was. But anyway, when I closed my phone, my text came through on the top of my phone say, Jesus is my rock. And then somebody hit me. You know, it's a song. They say, Jesus is my rock in a weary land. We're in a weary land. But and I went on and read my scripture. And I want to give it to you because they gave it to me in two Bible editions. One was the Light Bible, and then there's King James. And it's John 4:24 out the Light Bible. It says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in the truth.
And in truth. Then
the King James say, but the hour has come. The hour cometh. And now when the true worship shall worship the Father in spirit, and it's true. For the Father seeth such to worship in him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then the inspiration said, to be a true worshiper of God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Our spirit must worship him. True worship. That is must come from the inner self, which is the heart, not the brain, from the heart. You know, your heart gonna tell your brain what to say, and from the heart and the mind. It is not a matter of mere outward rhythm, just speaking it. You mean you gotta do it, ritual. But true worship must also be according to what God, truth, and we are as revealed to us in the Bible. The Bible, when they say Revelation, is revealing stuff. It's playing out a story. It's been written. We just revealing it and finding out what it means. The story is out there. We just understanding the story by it's being revealed to us. And I just felt like I needed to say that this morning because he is a rock. If you keep your eyes on it, he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you. So he's that rock, he's that comfort, you know. And, you know, you think about a rock that's laid there and really don't do nothing, but at the same time, a rock is strong. It's strong, it covers, it keeps the soil from erode. So if you stay next to God, you're not going to erode from his word and spirit in the whole of heaven if you stay close to it. That's all I had this morning. I just felt I had to say that.
I know.
Thank y'all.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're right, Brother Nutty. You got to worship him. Spirit in and truth. You can't what they call straggle the fence. It's what they call it, Reverend Brian. Straggle the fence.
it's a lukewarm. You'll
spit you out.
Yes, spit you out. Yeah. My God was...
I just want to thank God for the Holy Spirit this morning.
Help
I want to thank
me,
God that he just, you know, gave us the desires of his heart this morning. And I know I've been having my face in the book since 5 a.m. It looked like Brother Nutty's been in his book since this morning. And things popping up and God using them in a mighty way. Reverend Brian, I know you've been reading. Brother got baptized last night. You know the Holy Spirit still on him this morning. I just want to thank God for the Holy Spirit. My God. My God, my God, my God. And I'm just going to raise the question, you know, we need God right now more than ever. With
yes.
The things that are going on around us. I was just reading over in Second Chronicles about, you know, and I went back to my notes because I read this before. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It was written, it was marked up in my book, Reverend Brian. When I looked at it, I'm like, You know, but it had a different meaning to me this morning. It had a different revelation this morning when I read that King Jehoshaphat, you know, he turned the people back to the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and when Brother Gerald came on and said he got baptized, oh, it was just confirmation. The people turning back to the Lord.
Come on, man.
My God, my God, my God. People turning back to the Lord. Oh, and then you know, I read over in Second Chronicles, chapter 2 and verse 20, where, you know, King Jehoshaphat, you know, called a fast for the whole land. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, he called the fast, Reverend Brian, and Brian, you know, he made the whole land fast because it was an attack on the land. My God, it was an attack on the land. I'm going to say it one more time, my brother. It was an attack on the land. See, right now today, we got an attack on the land. We got a famine on the land right now. With this coronavirus, we got an enemy that we need to address right now with this coronavirus. We got an attack on the land right now with this coronavirus.
That's it.
My God! And when King Jehoshaphat was saying that he called a fast, and he turned the people to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he called the fast on the land to let God know, to call on the name of Jesus when the army was on attack. My God. That was it right there. That was it right there, my brother. That was
yes,
it. We got to turn to him. We should fast as a body of Christ. And call on
the
man. Because we need him more than ever right now. And I'm a firm believer, Reverend Brian. I'm a firm believer that there's some people that's fasting and praying right now. My God.
Are you sure,
there's
Reverend
some people
Brian?
That's fasting and praying right now. I'm a firm believer in that. We just need to do better as a body of Christ right now.
Help us, Lord.
You know, we need to be better as a body of Christ.
Yes, we do.
We need them more than ever.
Yes, we do.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just come before you as humble as I can this morning. Lord, just thank you again for another day. Another day of your blessing,
yes,
your faith, your grace, your mercy, your God. Lord, I'm asking right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to touch us in a mighty way. Continue to give us the desires of your heart. Not our will, but let your will be done. Move in the mighty way. Continue to sing the Holy Spirit over us, oh God, as we walk by faith and not by sight. We lean not into our own understanding, O God, but in all our ways we want to acknowledge you. We ask that you direct our path this morning, O God. So I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you have your way on God's plan, that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. Help them to strive toward being more like you, Lord, O God. Help them to be great in your word. Help them give them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of it right now in the name of Jesus. As we read your word, we read to find ourselves approved right now. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning. I thank you that you gave us the desires of your heart this morning, oh God. I thank you that you saw fit, Father God, to bring us and gather us together once again, Lord, to speak your word boldly in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Touch us, my God. Use us right now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I was reading over there, brother. And I'm going to be short and sweet because, you know, I'm going to get on out the way. But Second Chronicles chapter 20. My God, my God, my God. Second Chronicles chapter 20.
Uh-huh. All right.
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
All right.
In a New International Version of the Bible, it just reads like this. And this is what we got first. Let me go to Second Chronicles 19. Chapter 4, when King Jehoshaphat turned the people back to God. Listen to what it read like, Reverend Brian. It said, Jehoshaphat lived in Jerusalem, and he went out amongst the people from Bethlehem, back to the hill country of Abraham, and turned them back to the Lord. My God. The God of their ancestors. He went and got the people, God. Reverend Brian. And turned them back to the Lord.
Yes, he did.
He turned them back to the Lord. See, that's what we got to get back to. We got to start turning people back to the Lord. It shouldn't be no I and no you, Reverend Brian. We got to convert these people to the Lord. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You told me that. A time ago, Reverend Brian, that you got to turn these people to God. You
got
to, when they come to you and ask you something, and fire with you about something, you got to turn them to God. You got to turn them to the Word of God. Let's see what the Word of God holds up. You got to convert them to God. He say, King Jehoshaphat, hurt the people to God.
Yes.
My God. I love that right now, because we got to do more.
Yes,
we got to lean on God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, we got to lean on him, Reverend Brian. We got to trust in him. We got to lean on God in times like this. I was listening to something on the radio yesterday, and the young lady said that her daughter and her kid, a couple of kids, and most of her family got infected with the coronavirus. My God. The whole family had it, Reverend Brian. My God. But you say, you know, it's nothing that a doctor or nobody can tell them or do for them. She said she just leaned on God. She just trusted in God. That God was going to deliver them. And guess what he did? He delivered them. She just trust in God. She just fell to her faith and called on the name of Jesus. And God delivered them. See, we got to turn to people. People got to know in these times that we can't trust in no vaccines. We can't trust in no doctors or no scientists to heal our land. We got to call on the name of Jesus right now.
That's it.
We got to call on God. We got to trust in God right now. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I'm just here to tell you, Reverend Brian, that no vaccine, no doctor, no government officials or nobody like that can do what God can do. So we just need to trust in God. My God.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord in these times for me. My God. Listen what it say over in verse 20.
Come on, man.
Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse. I'm gonna start at verse 1. Listen what it reads like. It says, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites and some of the Midianites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, listen to what they told him, a vast army is coming against you tomorrow from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already Hezron tomorrow, that is Egona. Arm, Jehoshaphat, resolve to inquire of the Lord. Listen to what he said. He said, arm, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. He proclaimed a fast for all Jews. My God. He knew something. Jehoshaphat knew something right then. And this is what we got to engrave in our hearts. We got to put this in our minds. Jehoshaphat knew what he had to do against this bad army that was coming against him, Brother Eric.
Wow.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He turned and he proclaimed a fast for the whole country. My God. He proclaimed, I'm going to say it one more time. He proclaimed a fast for the whole country.
That's it.
My. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He proclaimed a fast for the whole country because he knew that if he inquired in the Lord and proclaimed the fast for the whole country, God would work it out. My God. My God. Listen to what it said. I'm getting excited a little bit now, and I'm going to be done. It says, the people of Judah came together. Listen to what it said, Reverend Brian. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen to what it said. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Oh, they came together. This thing right here we do on God's plan Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., 8 a.m. your time, Reverend Brian. We're coming together, and we're calling on the name of Jesus, and we're seeking God.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Listen, they came all together from everywhere to proclaim this fast because they knew a vast army was coming at them. It said, listen to what it said. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new country yard and said, listen to what he said. Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? With a question mark, right? He said, you rule over all the kings of this nation. My God. It said, power and might are in your hands. Everything is in your hands. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm getting excited, brother. And not one can withstand you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He called on him. He told him, you got all power in your hands, oh God, and nobody can stand against you. Nothing can stand against you. That's what we got to understand. That's what we got to realize. Nothing can stand against our God. No matter what it is, no coronavirus, no enemies, no nothing. Stand against power of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Nothing can stand against him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If we just trust in him, he will heal our land. If we call on him, he will come. He will answer. Listen to what it says. I'm going to step back up. He said, power and might are in your hands. And no one can withstand you. It says, our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? Oh, you already did it, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We know your resume, oh God. We know you can do it. You already did it. But for the descendants of Abraham, we know what you can do. Listen to what he said. They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name. Man, if calamity comes upon us, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, listen to what it said. Saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the word, the sword of judgment, or plague, or famine, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, whether the sword of judgment or plague of famine, we will stand in your presence. My God, my God, my God. Did you hear that, Reverend Brian? We will stand in your presence before the temple that bears your name and will cry out to you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in our distress. And you will hear us and save us. Oh, I put it on down, Reverend Brian. Did you hear what he just said, though?
Yeah, you will.
Did y'all get that? Am I the only one got that? Did y'all get that? I'll read it one more time. Listen to what's going on. this coronavirus right here, y'all. This coronavirus. If calamity comes upon us, oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Whether sword of judgment or plague or famine, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress.
That's right.
And you will hear us and save us.
That's right.
My. That's it, brother. I mean, I don't know how more clear to explain it. We gotta trust in God right now. We gotta call on His name. We gotta seek His face. We gotta get on our face and pray day in, day out. We gotta trust in His that He's gonna keep us covered and keep us in perfect peace right now. That's the only way we're gonna beat this coronavirus. That's the only way we're gonna be able. We gotta, because He's telling us right here. We know it's resume, right? You see, I always say, I know. We know it's resume. We know what He's capable of doing. We know that He healed the sick. He made the lame man walk. We know that He cast out demons. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We know that He has did it before, and He'll do it again. I take my hat off to you. As I always say, if you ain't never had no problems in your life, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you ain't never been sick and you healed, if you ain't never been home and you fed, if you ain't never had no problems in your life and He run you through it, if you ain't never been between a rock and a hard place and He delivered you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever had some things go on in your life, Reverend Brian? Reverend Brian, well, you know nothing but the Lord. It was nothing but the Lord that delivered you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It was nothing but the Lord that delivered you from that thing.
You know something?
My. It, you know, it's the things that go on that you know that it's nothing but the Lord that delivers you. So when he says, proclaim a fast. And when you say, trust in Him. And when you say, do these things, we should do them. But the Word of God is telling you the remedy to solve this problem right now.
Come on, man.
And that's all I got this morning, my brother. That's all I got.
Good word, damn brother. You did something with that.
That was powerful.
That was powerful. God bless you, brother.
That took me to when I first started reading the Bible. I read it, and then I got to Proverbs, and I was reading Proverbs, and I got to this particular verse, and I started weeping uncontrollably. I was sitting in my room with the door closed, just reading. And when I got to this particular verse, I just started weeping uncontrollably. And so I asked, I said, why am I weeping like this? And he said, that would be a sign to you that when you read, when I'm speaking to you, if you have any kind of doubt, I will let the tears start flowing to know that what you're thinking is right. And the scripture, he said, this will be your scripture. It's you take it and you keep it. And you know what it is? Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Lean not
to your own understanding.
But
if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I will direct your path. When I read that, and I strive to this day, and that was back in 1988. And when things come up on me, I say, Lord, you told me in your word, if I trust in you with all my heart and I don't lean to my understanding, if I acknowledge you in all my ways, you told me you were direct. You told me that. So I'm going to lean and trust and depend on you.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Was a powerful. This is what he's saying. What you just said, that's powerful. This is a power. That's Holy Spirit, nothing but the Spirit.
Yes, thank you.
And that's what he's telling us. Just trust him. Just trust him.
Turn back.
Turn. That's it.
But when you went in that water yesterday, when you went in that water yesterday, it felt like you turned back. You know, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, because before you went in, I told you. I said, "So you already knew him before you went in the water."
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him right about it. You already knew him before you went in the water. So now what's happening is what you know is what the scripture says. All men and children should do. We don't teach it no more, bro. Randy said, come back. That's what the whole of that was doing. I like this lesson because that's the ministry. That's the ministry.
Yeah.
The ministry trying to tell the people to get on board and stay
on board.
Yeah, trials going to come. And don't think God don't know about these trials. He know them.
That's right.
He know them. Some of that stuff
is going to come. I always say, if you ain't never went through nothing, then what God? What can you thank God for? What can God get the glory out of? Never been through no trial, tribulation.
Come on, man.
What you gonna have to thank God for? You ain't never had no problems in your life, and God delivered you, or He showed up in the time where you know nothing but the grace of God that delivered you out that thing. You don't have nothing to thank Him for. You ain't never been sick and eating. And he got you up off that hospital bed, you've been hungry and he fed you. You don't have nothing to thank him for.
Hey, Brother Rand, I'm going to tell you something I've been learning in the ministry for a little. So I ain't been in there long, but just been counseling and been in this ministry for a little while. A lot of folks thank God after the storm.
Mm-mm.
You know, a lot of people live after the storm. You know, you find very few giving praise during the storm. You know, you find very few, and then you when you do it, you're trying to counsel them. Where is your faith? You know what I'm talking about? Where is your faith?
Yeah.
You know, so you want to wait and see what's the outcome going to be, but why can't think of what's in it? You know what I'm talking about? The outcome, everybody can say, man, boy, I was dead, I got through that. But boy, if you just start thanking them years after year, day after day, and thanking God, so God, I know you're going to make a way. Because he told them people to fast. Oh, I got somewhere there. He told them people fast. See, fasting ain't no one-day thing sometimes. Yeah, one time he did it before the day. Before the day. Who was that woman there? Esther, she told him she wanted all of them to fast, the whole fast, even the animals. We want everybody to fast. Because we finna do something. We want God to hear our heart. Jesus told him one time, he said, these things come by fasting. And this is what we're having right now, Brother Randy. This is what we're having right now. If you want God to bless you, you want God to get an answer from the Lord, sometimes you don't have to sacrifice, bro. Don't help me, Holy Spirit. I'm serious, man. I tell them all the time. We know. That's like you just told them, the pestilence there, famine there. The stress is there. Why we can't think of why we're in it? I know it's true. I know I'm stupid right now. But boy, if you just have enough faith and say, Father God, I know you got me going through this. Lord, give me an understanding why I'm going through. Yeah. Help me to understand why. Brother Rand, your blessing came from where, Brother Rand? Where your blessing come from, Brother Rand? Your blessing come right now. You could have held on to that. But your blessing came because you had a story. You got some wounds. And God said, whatever we're going through right now, it might not be for you right now, but somebody down the line for you to encourage them. Cause you look at that. I know you're a saint, brother, and you got to read baptized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know how to baptize.
Yeah.
I know you're a saint. I know you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection.
Yeah.
Sometimes only between you and God, while that conviction came to you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Brother Randy, what thousands of scriptures he gave this morning. You know what I'm talking about? He was on fire with the scriptures this morning. Reverend Harris sent some scriptures out this morning. I know he ain't always good. I'm just telling you. But it's hard to love God and be a passenger. Sometimes you want to get in and say, Lord, stop for a minute so I can stomp my feet. You know, so I can stomp my feet. I want to tell you how good you are, because it wasn't always good right then, Brother Randy. It wasn't good when he told them to turn back. Because if you keep reading it, you know, you'll find out it wasn't that pleasant, because he turned them over to something, to the Moab and the Amalekites, the Syria, because they invaded the land. He knew something was going to come, Brother Randy. He knew it was coming. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, Lord. Praise God.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, Brother Randy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting the Holy Spirit choose you. Yes, sir.
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing? I'm not being rude or disrespectful breaking in the message, but I just want to give y'all what's going on. Everything is looking on the up and up for me. It's Dexter. I guess y'all know I have, the doctor said I had coronavirus, but I'm not blaming it. But everything is up and up. It's due for me to go home, if not tomorrow, by Friday, and I guess it's up in the air, because I'm thinking I got to get misinformation. When I leave here, I said I go into quarantine, but they said I can go home. If I stay here, I guess you quarantine in the hospital 7 to 10 days, then you go back home to your family. But I still not ready to go back. I'd probably just take an extra 5-7 days, probably go to the hotel or something. Just make sure, I'm all right before I go back home. That's just something I want to do. But initially, the social worker said I could go. The man had a way to go there and put me up in a hotel, but that's changing now, I guess, because they said I can go home, but I'm not feeling safe to go home right now. And also, if any downside comes to it about it, is I have to go home on 3 to 4 liters of oxygen, so they say there's nothing to be alarmed about that. It just help me to get my breathing back up to strength, and hopefully I won't be depending on it very long. So thank y'all for y'all prayers and concern, support along with God, and Reverend Darrell, Reverend Henry, Reverend Brian, Betty, and everybody else has been praying for me, thinking about me. I appreciate it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, you're sounding good. You're sounding strong over there.
That's what I was thinking.
You're sounding strong over there.
I mean, the doctor, he told me yesterday that, I love my lungs a little better than they did when I first got in here. He just up to me. Basically, what it is, a couple of nights, I've been having a temp fever like 100.1, 1.2, and they understand why. So they one of the reasons why they want to keep me and watch me, make sure my temp don't spike up at night.
Right.
So last night over the morning, it was hitting around a 98.5, 98.7. So
God bless.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
But I'm serious. You sounding good, man. I talked to you last night. You sounded way better than you did last night, You sounded good.
Yeah.
I like that, man. God's good, man.
Yeah, but like I said, it's just me, just believe what you hear, what you see, still do your own research. Because it's so much unknown about what's going on, how you get it, and, you know, like I told Reverend Brian, and just my dad, I think my dad was on the phone and hearing somebody. But I was like, you know, when I first said I had it, I just, you know, had my little moments and didn't want to talk to nobody. I scared my family because I was on the phone with them, I just hung the phone up. And I just started beating myself up, like, okay, where did I go wrong? What did I, you know, how did I get this? You know, just talking to different doctors and nurses, they say, well, there's one thing you never can pinpoint it. You don't know, you know, you don't know how you got it or where you got it from. And one of them went on to say, before it's over with, you feel like everybody's going to have it because it's going to be so common that it's going to be like a cold, a flu. That's how common it's going to get. So, just all I can say is, you know, for me going through this, I didn't have, you know, praise God, I didn't have the worst symptoms ever, but, you know, like I said before, I mean, make sure you can stay hand sanitized, wash your hands. You know, your family, if you, you know, your wife, your husband, you know, going out the house, if y'all got a garage or something, maybe y'all can, you know, get a makeshift bin or something where you can, you know, have undressed and, you know, pick up the top clothes in the garage and leave them out there and go take a shower before you sit down on your own bed or so. Like, let's help us slow, we take for granted. You know, you got to start doing, you know. So it's like, from what I'm learning, I'm just trying to pass on the information. Because he's like, you know, no matter what, you know, if you're out, just try to have a designated room or a garage or something where you take your clothes out, go straight, take a shower before you do anything else, you know. Mm. Now they're saying, I guess, you can not only get, you know, like, I guess you can live in your clothes. They say they can live anywhere now. So you never can say, I mean, can't fail.
God bless you, brother. Yeah. It's sounding good. God give you that strength, man. I love that, man. You know what I love about it? Because you came back, man. Watch this here. You even came back before you were. Watch this here. For the doctor to leave, you came back. What's going on in your life right now? They didn't give you a laundry list, but you still thanking them, man. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's about, brother. That's what it's about, brothers and sisters. This stuff is real, man. You know, I know we're going to talk. I'm not even talking about Christmas, because I love the birth of Christmas. Because when you get down to the birth of Christmas, you just want to get down to it. They didn't have 12 months back then. They didn't want to get down to it. They did it in 9 months. We just really want it now. you know, but I want to thank God for his birth. But I also want to thank him for his healing. Because that's what he came to do.
Yeah.
He came. What do you think he did? I think that was the second miracle he did, right? When a man came to him about his son and asked him about it, would he come to the house. And he sent him back. Before he got to his, the people ran to him. He's up. He's standing up right now. And then he thought about the time when Jesus said he was going to be here. It was the same minute, hour, and time. That's why, Brother Dexter, what you're doing now, you're going to be a testimony for someone, man. You're going to give somebody hope, you know, and strength to know they can keep going. Just thank God through your message. Even you got down a little bit, but you bounced up and said, no. You remind me what Jesus said, Brother Randy. What Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Uh-huh. Man, somebody asked. This is what this ministry is about, man. This ministry is about kingdom building, man. Ain't no, like Brother Randy said, ain't no I over here. Ain't no you over here. It's nothing but God's plan. It's about God, man. If he's not being lifted up, man, we're doing the wrong thing. Brother Rand, that beautiful lesson you did. Brother Dex called me yesterday and said, man, I wanted to come in yesterday and bring it in and tell you yesterday. You know, and but then God is blessing them, man. That's what the ministry is about, man. We should spread the love. We should let and encourage the people. I have seen something in my life. I want to tell you about it, Brother Dale. Brother Dale, can you get on the phone quick enough? I've been baptized. My brother ain't gonna be mad about telling the man 60 years young, right? And God has blessed his soul, and he's been in the journey for a long time, and God has blessed the man know God, but said God took him in his heart. When last time God touched you in your heart and said you want to do something, you want to change, you want to do something different. You want to return back to the Lord. That's what it's about, man. There's a time I follow that old faith stuff, but when you really know God, hey, brother, there, once you really know, now you see now, right now, he expects more out of you now. Oh, he'll be on
there. That's it.
He expects more out of you now. He expects more out of you. He expects more out of you now, Dexter, because he healed you. You claiming you're healing right now. You said that's what they say. Brother Randy, you started the message out. I know you're on here. Brother Randy, you started the message out, and you talking about right from the beginning. You said Jehoshaphat told them to go and go back. He said, back to the Lord, our God, our Father. You said that. We need to go back to our first love, man. If you fall off, man, just get back on it. Get back up.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody hold you to no sin, man. Don't let nobody do that. No preacher, no deacon, no church, no friend, no family member. Don't let nobody hold you to no sin. You tell them God forgave me because I gave it to them. Yeah, I'm stumbling. I fell and hit my head. But are you praying for me? Don't just tell me what my wrong is. Are you praying for me? You know, anybody can sit there and ridicule you and talk to you. You cuss too much. You chase women too much. You do this. Hey, man, pray for me, man. I really want to change.
Yeah.
I really want to change. Pray for me. Don't tear me down, Brother Randy. Lift me up. You know, they got these all cliche, but I'm going to tell you something. When you get up, and you dust your back off, because most of us hit on our back, and you ask God to forgive you, I really believe if you sincere from your heart, he would do it. But I want you to do something to get in the Word. I want you to do something. I want you to call on him. That's what I want you to do. I want you to trust in him. And what you had a weakness in, help me, Holy Spirit. I don't know who I'm talking to. If you got a weakness, quit trying to fix it yourself. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Jenny Craig can't do it. Oh, hear me. You can't lose. He'll come back. So you put like them $20,000, they'll come right back. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some of this stuff God put on us, it's like a gorilla. We can't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a gorilla. So I'm telling you today, I pray my brothers and sisters, give God thanks in your trial. You might have some pestering going around. It might be famine going in your life. It might be hardship there. Sickness. Give God some thanks. He said, "Man, you said ain't nothing wrong with you. You don't know my story. You don't know nothing about me. You know what I do? I don't give it that much energy. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't give it that energy, brother. I don't give it nothing. I don't sit there and mope and cry over it. I tell the Lord, I gave it to him. That's it." My wife said, "You crazy?" I said, "No, yeah, for the Lord." She said, "I'm not going to even worry about it. I'm not going to give it to God. What I do like worrying about it?" And he said, "If I trust in him." He said, He stand at the door knocking. He's been knocking on a lot of people. Let me read this, Brother Randy. Can I read this, Brother Randy? What do you tell me I can read this? Come on, Jimmy. I need to read this, man. Can I read it now? Please tell me. Say, don't read it, Mark. Don't read that thing. He said, because he's been doing this in our life, man. I'm in the book of Revelation, right? I'm in the book of Revelation. I just want to add something. Nobody don't have to take it, but I'm in the book of Revelation. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door knocking. Any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. I will sup with him, and he will with me. I'm going to tell you something. I just read you something. He said, that means God standing right there and beating on your heart, trying to get you to open up and hear his voice. He want to come in, and he want to dine with you. He want to show you his love. What he doing for you? Then he do it like this. To him that overcome, help me hold it, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcome, and I am sitting down with my Father is in what in his throne. Now, I'm gonna tell you something, brother. I know I keep saying, man, personally, I do know this is the birth of Christ, but I'm telling you right now. It's going to be some people leave this earth, don't even know what the beginning is. We got to let the people know to repent. We got to let the people know to get on board. Yes, we didn't tell you about the Christmas presents and all this good stuff. I'm going to tell you, I'm a firm believer. Some of you screws running around here telling your kids they can't have no fun, but you're still teaching the way. You're teaching the way. You're teaching Jesus' role. You're teaching not just with your mind, but you show them that Jesus lived in your life. And it is the reason because he was born. But also, don't be no screws in them babies. Let them babies have a little fun. It'll be all right. Let them grow up a little bit. You want them to be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, don't you? Let the kids have a little fun. Just teach them right. Just teach them right. They'll come up. They'll understand later on. It's all right about it there.
If he
does have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. That's all. That's all he do. He wants us to do to get on board. And when we get on board, Brother D, he wants us to get in here. And he wants us to be that light, man. Quit letting that light shine when you want to shine. Let that light shine before man. The Bible said, let your good works shine before man. Then when they see you, they'll glorify the Father, which is in heaven.
That's right.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Yeah. A lot of folks don't want to hear that, though, but I'm going to tell you what it is. Man, if God have asked you to do something for him, and you've been a light, because some people be a light just on Sunday morning, Brother Darren. Some people be a light on certain days they need to be a light on. But, boy, when you allow God to be a light in your life, the people can draw energy from Brother Randy. Brother there, sisters and brothers, they can draw energy from. That's what it's from, man. We draw energy from each other, man. Today is Brother Dexter. Tomorrow or the same next hour, it could be Brother Eric, man. We got to lift one another up. We had to do it, man. That's what the Bible told us to do. We're supposed to edify one another. Lift one another up. Matter of fact, he said, forsake not the gathering of the saints. He said, because many already have fell one way. He said, we should edify, exalt one another. So my understanding with that, I should encourage you, Brother Dare. Let's do this thing, man. I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, you did wrong. I did wrong, too. But let's get on with it. And ask God for some strength.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But that's the law, Reverend Brian. That's the law. Unconditional love for the brethren. Unconditional love. We can't hold nothing against one another.
You know they told me about that law. You know what they call? See, there's a Mosaic law and there's a royal law.
That's it.
There's a Mosaic law and there's a royal law. The royal law, my brother and sister, is love.
That's it.
And that love.
That's it.
I'm over. Yeah, you been over, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's a background noise. I closed up. Good morning, brother. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, Brother Deven, I be listening every morning. You guys don't think I'm not on if I don't say anything. I be listening.
We heard you.
I just come in this morning because I heard my brother that background noise, I heard my brother speaking on trouble, trial. You know, we understand what young man asked the Lord to remove the thorn. He said, what he said to him? He said, my grace.
Yeah.
It's sufficient. Yeah. He asked him again. The Lord gave him the same answer. He asked him again. Lord gave him the same. I believe to my soul, if he had asked him 20 times, the Lord would have given him the same answer. And I'm saying that because I heard Brother Eric when he was speaking earlier.
God bless you.
Trials sometimes, we have to understand, trials are not always just trials. Trials can be strength.
Mm-hmm.
A trial, when you're going through, but you got to be in first. See, you can't be out and go through trials and expect to be strong. You got to be in. If you're in and you go through trials, the Lord strengthens you through them. See, if what I'm trying to say, my brothers, if you're at home, if you're sitting around at home, I need some, not two or three. If you're sitting at home, Lord, have mercy. If you're sitting at home, my brothers, but the gym is open. Sometimes we have to dumb things down. Sometimes we dumb down just by ourselves. You know, if you're sitting at home and the gym is open, it's not doing you any good if you don't walk through the door. Wait a minute. I believe he says, I stand at the door and knock. See, sometimes things just shape itself. You don't have to pull them together. They just pull themselves together. He said, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man should let me in, I sup with him and him with me. If you never go to the gym, then the weights won't help you any, would it? You're just looking at them. Well, it's the same thing that I'm trying to show you, my brother, when you're going through trials and tribulations, but you're going through them with him. See, when you got him fighting your battles for you, you can go through trials and tribulations. And that's when you could be in a situation like, brother, I told him, what am I for? When I got him. See, this man that we call Jesus, see, it's just something about my God. He loved carrying me. He loved me if I just allow him to. Wait, what you mean you allow God to? What you mean you allow? How you going to say if you allow God? Well, I line myself up with his word. Mm. And when I do that, I give God the okay to step in and be ruler and Lord over my life. And when I do that, now I'm in line to not worry. I'm in line to leave him at the door now. I'm in line to leave my brother now because now he cares for me. Oh, now he can take care of me now. See, we have to understand, my brother, God want to, but want to. Wait a minute, what you talking about, brother? How did God want to, but he won't? God want to, but he don't. He won't. Oh, I speak Ebonic sometimes. Sometimes I always speak English. I speak Ebonic. God wants to take care of you, but he won't. Oh, why he won't? Why he take care of you, honey? What you mean he won't? Well, I asked him to. You didn't. I know it sounds crazy to you sometimes, but my brothers get it. I asked the Lord to be Lord and ruler over my life. Now when I go through trials and tribulations, now I truly don't have to worry about it because I'm getting stronger as I go through. Because I'm in the gym working out, not outside the gym, looking at the gym. I'm inside the gym. See, when Christ is in, he's working from the inside, and I'm looking better on the outside. I don't have to worry in. That's why he allowed you to go through. Now you understand why my grace is sufficient for you. Because he's on the inside.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Working out for you. I'm not going to hold it slow very long. I'll be enjoying listening. I listen to you guys every morning. I get a little angry with you guys when I don't hear you sometimes. But I listen to you every morning. And I want you all to know that his grace is truly sufficient for you. And God will truly work out whatever problem we have. And we just align ourselves up with it all. I heard my brother speaking on the coronavirus. You know, I won't say that God allow choose you pick you or assign the coronavirus to a brother. But don't you know God will work it out?
Yes, Lord.
Prayer,
oh, yes.
Working out.
Oh, yes.
Because his grace is sufficient for you. It does just what he said. No, don't say it does. Say it. It qualifies to do just what he said it would do.
Oh, yes.
If you just do what he instructed you to do, if we just simply line up our lives with the word of God, we can go through trials and tribulations then. We surely can. And if you don't believe it, I'm going to say this and then I get out of the way. You know, the three Hebrew boys knew where they was going before they got there. Now, being a man on this earth, if I was facing going into the fire furnace, I think I'd be a little scared. I think all the female tendencies might come out. I might start crying and pulling back, trying my best to keep from getting thrown in. Because in your mind, you know you'll be consumed very shortly. With fire.
Come on, man.
But they knew they was going in. But they made a statement. They said, if he don't. See, that you know, we like to point out the fact that, and I heard Brother Eric yesterday when he spoke on how they kneel down. And when he rolled on the ground, no man knew it. But when he stood up, he asked her what was her accusers, and she said she had none. He said, look, go and sin no more. See, man always point out the fact that he forgave her sin, but they don't realize, and they don't point out the fact that he gave her order, told her to go and sin no more. Now, I said it because when the Hebrew boys was about to go into the fire first, they made a statement in there. Didn't they, Brother Darrell? They made a statement in there. And their statement was that, look here, if he don't, just knowing him able. you see what I'm saying, bro? They went through because they knew he was able.
Yes, he was.
That's what carried him through. Yeah, they knew he was able. So, it was a trial they had to go through. It was just a test. And they didn't fail the test because they made a statement. They could have easily failed the test. But they made a statement.
Yeah.
They said, if he don't do that for King, we know he able. That's what we got to know. We got to accept the fact, bro, that we know God is able. And then when these trials we come up on us, we don't worry about a man.
Mm-hmm.
We know he able. And I'm just dumb enough to believe, bro, that God is able to carry me through any and everything. I'm just dumb enough to believe that he is truly able to do it. And then I'm dumb enough to believe that he will do it. Well,
yes,
if the road gets long sometimes,
yes,
he will. I promise you, he will. Brother, I'm going to sit back and listen. I just want to let you guys know I'm here with you and just listening. But him able, bro. Him is able. Lord knows he's able.
You on something now? Hey, Brother Randy.
Yeah, I'm here, my brother.
You just can't do all this stuff. You just can't be doing all this. Run from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Then you got Brother D, Brother Dan, you got Brother Dexter. Who else coming? Y'all got to be stopped.
Yeah.
Hey. God is good, man. Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word, man. You know, but we often see this here. It's been a long time, but Brother Randy, it's been a long time, you know. It's been a long time. I want you to pray with us for me. And we got a petition in the prayer, if you don't mind, Brother Randy.
Oh, yeah. I'll pray with y'all. We pray. I don't do about this mask on my face, but no, I'm here.
If you can't do it, we understand, you know. We understand. I just wanted you to pray with us and pray for all our brothers are sick right now, you know. And sisters,
oh, yeah.
You know. With this corona,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. That's
better
rough for
coming, better day is coming.
Yeah.
Better day.
We know God is a healer.
Yes, Lord. Give me 1 second, my brother. Get out of here.
No problem. Brother Dale got another testimony. He got another testimony. He can testify again.
Who is that? Me?
Brother Dale.
He is good.
Yeah. Every man should have a testimony, brother. Every man should have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
God is always speaking.
are we always listening? That's the thing. He's always speaking. He's always at the door knocking. Do we hear him? You know?
Yeah.
That's all right there. That's
this is what he said, brother. He didn't say, hey, look at the words. The word never once. I've read 7 different Bibles, and they all come back to the same point or start, but some are worded differently. Not one time have I ever read a Bible where it says, lo, I come to your door and I knock. Lo, I was at your door and I knock. I've never read that. I have read several different Bibles. All of them made the statement says, I stand. S-T-A-N-D. I stand at the door.
Yeah.
And I knock. I read one where it said, I stand at the door knocking. But I've never read one time where it said, I come to your door and I knock. I just never read that.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That's why he's opening up the word. He's opening up the word and his throne room to us. Because it's not just a one day, a Sunday gathering. It's every day. And how many of us, he's not going to have us to come to the house and not feed us. He's not going to have us sit down at the table and not have something prepared.
What's up?
Yeah, brother Randy started something this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. All right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to fell out.
I'm good. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm here with you. I'm
just making sure. Get quiet.
You know something, Brooke? I heard you. There's something I heard you speak on, too. I heard you when you were speaking on that Christmas thing. You know, if brother had to tune in yesterday, they'd have heard something. Bro, Tim just kind of like let his hair down yesterday on this Christmas thing. So, you know, songwriter put in words like this. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I carried myself as a child. I conducted myself as a child. And I did childish things. He said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. So I say that because Bert Eric is 100% right. He said, we don't want to take childhood away from a child. You got to let the child grow up. But in the process of growing up, it's where you teach the child the true meaning of Christmas. Not Xmas, but Christmas. You know, yes, they try to X Christ out with the Xmas, when we really should be musting Christ in with Christmas. We should must Christ in instead of X Christ out. And when you do that, you teach a child a true meaning. See, the true meaning of Christmas is not to go out here and spend every dime you get and be 18 months later trying to catch up when it's Christmas again. Look how they keep you in bondage like that. You buy up everything you can dream. You be 6, 8 months, 9 months later trying to pay for it. By the time you get that paid for, it's time for Xmas again. But if you really want to celebrate Christmas instead of Xmas, you would teach the child a true meaning that he died. And then he rose on the exact day he said he would. And he did it just like he said he would. Now you understand what a gift you received. See, over 2,000 years ago, the greatest gift of all was given. So now he don't mind you giving gifts, but you giving them in the right context now. You giving them with the right meanings now because you understand the true meaning of Christmas, not Xmas. Oh, I believe you all already see that, brother. He got a problem with Xmas because you're trying to X him out. I want to must him in, brother, instead of X him out. I want to must him in. He must be in my life. Him must be talked about. Him must be talked to the kid. Not X out my life. I can't live without it. See, if we do that, now we on the right road, sister and brother. Need to must him in. Need to must him in. Don't try to take the enjoyment away from kids of growing up, but teach them as they're growing up what it really means.
Yes, sir.
If we do that, Bro Tim and Monty, they just kind of let their hair down yesterday about that very thing of Christmas.
I was ear hustling yesterday. I heard it.
He's out ear hustling yesterday.
Yeah,
let their hair down about it. But it's a shame that we go around with this Xmas. Because to me, you're doing just what it says, Xing Christ out. And if you only knew, like we know, you're busting me. He must be. Oh, he must be. Lord and Savior over your life. He must be part of your life. Oh, he just must. He must be. You won't allow yourself to go in a day without Christ being part of your life, which you like we know.
Little song, I won't let a day go by.
I praise in the name.
What he brought me to. Nobody knows.
He did.
What he brought me to. Well, I like that one. Yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. He brought me through. He didn't want me to go over. He just took me through it. Sometimes he take us through. You know, this. Now look at here. Look how long I could have kept you there. Look what I could have done to you.
It's funny you said that, Brad. But the Lord spent a lot of his time trying to get our attention when he shouldn't have to do it.
Mm-mm.
He shouldn't have to waste 1 second of his time trying to get our attention when you look at what he have done for man.
Mm.
When you see what he have done for man, he shouldn't have to waste no time trying to get your attention.
He's so merciful.
Oh, don't think I'm leaving self out there. When I say sister and brother, don't think I'm leaving self out. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. He shouldn't have to spend 1 second trying to get your attention. He really should.
Not the saints. Especially not the saints. Yeah.
Amen.
Somebody coming from dark side to the light.
I can see, but somebody already in the light. Nah,
already in the light.
There should be no doubt that you know he's able.
Yes, sir. God of mine.
Yes, sir.
Greg, I can't speak of somebody else's God, but that God of mine. I can't speak on theirs. I don't know what their God has done. I can't say what Bill God done, but I can tell you about my God. He didn't just burn up the water. He burnt the ground all around the altar. He didn't just burn the altar. So I can speak about that God of mine. over 400 prophets ran out crying. He is a God. Yes, I can speak about that God of mine.
He lives
in my soul. Lives in my soul. Sisters and brothers, I promise you, God has been so good to me through all of my hellish and devilish ways and heartache. I could just sit up and just think of the name God and tears just form when I think about how good he's been to me. When I think about all he has done for me, how many times he has saved my life.
Oh, man.
Could have been dead, should have been dead, would have been dead. Instead of waiting for Jesus on my side.
Brother Brandon's so humble, he might just be sitting there waiting on us to stop talking. But he come on in. Brother Brandon.
Yeah.
You know how he is. He'll just sit there and listen. But he might be still there though. You might be still getting that lumber.
Yeah, this is one of the hard times for him in the morning when he first started.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, he busy. But that right there, Brady, shows you the love of the Lord for a young brother that's at work. And everybody's job is not like mine. I won't say I don't call it work, but it's truly not work. Sitting there kind of like doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. Just at the end of the day, you get it done. Some of us have to really come out and work in the morning. But through all that, you still. Wait a minute, Brother D. Are you trying to tell me that you still find time for me?
All right. Come on, bro.
Lord, you and I hung out on a cross. On a place called Calvary. And you died for me. You found time out of your lovely life, out of your glorious life, Lord, you found time. No, I can't say it like that. I can't say that. I can't say you found time. Lord, you took time. Yes, so much more you could have been doing. You could have been doing this. You could have been over there just blessing Brother Eric by himself. You didn't have to do it. You could have just blessed Sister Miriam by herself. You could have just touched Brother Ray. But you took time out. And you went to the cross for everybody. And that included me. Lord, I can make it personal then because you died for me.
Yes, you did.
You took time out to die for me. Lord, you truly loved me just that much that you gave your life as a ransom for me. Oh, no good, nothing like me.
Come on now.
And you gave your life for me. And you did it, Lord, on the pretense that I might have life.
That's it. And abundantly.
And then you told me I may have it more abundantly. Lord, how can I not tell you thank you for all you have done? See, I can make it personal with him. We all can make it personal with the Lord because we need a personal relationship with the man. Because if you don't believe your sister, brother, I promise you, he'll stop by and see you. He'll stop and just see you and you alone.
That's it.
Now, if you don't believe it, bro, tell him like this. They ain't got to believe. Pray to him. Just say, Our Father.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ain't got to make it classy. It ain't got to be long. Just as far as I need you.
Yes, Lord.
It ain't got to be fancy, brother. Just as far as I can't make it without you. It don't have to be fancy. All you got to do is just call him and say, Lord, I stand in need of a blessing.
Yes, sir.
It ain't got to be fancy, Brad. You ain't got to use big words that no one know what you're saying. Just say, Lord, you can speak Ebonics to him. Say, Lord, I don't want to try.
You sure?
Make another thing without you. You ain't got to use words, man. See his child. Lord, I stand here, Lord. I'm a sinner and I sin against thee. So you can make it so simple. Lord, will you please come into my home? Will you please take a nothing like me back, Lord? Father, you died for me one time. I didn't have sense to come home. But can I come home? I remember a young man told his daughter, she asked him, could she come home? He said, baby, your key still fit my door. And your bedroom is still in the same place. Don't you know your key still fit Jesus' heart?
That's it.
And the reason I know your key still fit his heart, bro, somewhere in the Word, I'm like, bro, Eric, now I ain't been at this thing that long, but I read somewhere it said prayer key. Mm-hmm. So your key still fit his heart. Then it told you what the key was, didn't it? He said, prayer is the key to what? The kingdom.
Yeah.
It ain't half as hard as we make it. You can make it Ebonics. Just have a little talk with Jesus. I got to get out of here. But he's probably trying to come in. I'm just babbling on. But the Lord has been so good to us.
Yes, sir. It's hard to hold it.
He's been so good to us, bro. He's been so good. Some was on the outside looking in, don't even realize just how good the Lord has been to you. Because you're on the outside looking in. You come on the inside and look out, and you look back over your life, I promise you, you'll see just how good the Lord has been to you.
He's been so good.
Had a job called
home. Yeah, myself. Well, I'm sure that my brother might be too busy, man. Let me see something here. You know, Reverend Henry texted me while we don't say on to come on, but it hurts him to talk, you know. And he's because he's been under that weather with this corona. He said it hurt him to talk. We want to lift Reverend Henry up, and we want to lift up Brother Dexter and any other our friends and family, you know, that are going through this coronavirus right now. We want to lift them up, because you never know, Brother D. Randy and Brother Darrell, it might be us. Might not be over the counter, Tylenol, you know, a NyQuil, you know. It might need to go a little further with it, Lord. Lord, this is more than Tylenol here. I need you to heal me in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. I guess my brother might be too tired up to do it right now. If we hear it, I gotta step out for a minute. Before we step out, I want to pray for our brothers and sisters. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come to you humble, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all your love and your peace that you give us, Lord. Time after time, Lord, you show us your love. Lord, so we come humble to the throne of grace, asking you, Lord, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown. And Lord, we come to you. We ask you, Father God, for a complete healing of our brothers and sisters, Reverend Henry, Brother Dexter, anyone they can encounter with, or anyone of the brothers and sisters that we don't know that need a petition for their loved one. We stand in agreement right now, touching the green, that Father God, that you can heal from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, wherever they are. One of the brothers said that it hurts them to talk. Another brother said he might have to go in quarantine for 5 days, Lord. Let him get a financial blessing to bless him to be in the hotel if he had to go, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to bless our brothers and sisters that are going through right now, Lord. And we know you know it, but we just want to lift them up to you, Lord. Just thank you, Father God, for your healing. Thanking you, Father God, for the finance breakthrough. Thank you for your love, because we know, Father God, without you, there is nothing. So we thank you for all the words that went out today. We thank you for Brother D, Brother Darrell, and his baptism, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for covering with that one, Lord. Because we really believe, Lord, when one soul come in, all the angels in heaven rejoice, Lord. So, Father God, we just ask you to give him more strength to keep doing what he's doing. What he loves to do is call on your name. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, for every listener at this time right now. He's the one who made their fell off, Lord. Bless their household, Lord. Bless the coming in and the going out, Lord. Spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Cover it in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know what we need, Lord, and we need you more than anything. So we ask you to cover us with your love, Lord, so we can love others like you love us, Lord. You said, man, know when he passed from death to life, when he loved the brethren, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in our life, Lord. Let love always be abide. Peace always be by in this day, Lord. As we go a little farther in the ministry, Lord, as we go a little farther each time that we come out, give strength, Lord. Give strength to your people, Lord. They want to get up in the morning, want to call your name, Lord. Give strength in the morning, Lord. The people come and want to listen to your word, Lord. They might want to apply it to their life, Lord. Because it's an everyday struggle, Lord, that we try to do, Lord. But we find out, Lord, when we put it in your hand, everything is all right. I love you, Lord. I thank you for the strength you give me as well, Lord. Thank you for how you help me to keep doing what I do, even in my family's life, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to cover us in the name just in this day, Lord. The day that you made, Lord. The day we didn't promise to us, Lord. And you keep giving us that time, Lord. Y'all see that the task you have for us to do, that everybody don't want to do it. But Lord, we want to do it because we said, sinner, Lord. So we ask you all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand against our King. No one.